Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Yeah. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leaving with just to lift your spirits. Make you wanna revisit, tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do.
Hey, this is comedian Flame Monroe, and welcome to this episode of Laugh and Learn. Baby, we are on the countdown for season four. We are almost done with season three, and we wholeheartedly thank you from the bottom of our hearts, from our producer, Mr. Aaron Howard, to myself, my beautiful self, Flame Monroe, and to my gorgeous co-host, Bobby Clifford. Hi, you toots.
How are ya?
We on the countdown to season four, Bobby Clifford.
Yes, we are. We're almost there.
Four is my good luck number, and it's looking real four dangerous, honey. So But listen, this is a hot year for politics. And when I say hot, I ain't even talking about hot because the stove is hot. I'm just talking about it's hot in all capacities. So let's put it to the test and let's see what we got to do. I'm going to tell you my motto right now is still I'm riding with Biden, but he ain't driving. I'm just saying what I got to say. Yeah, listen, you pick and choose who you want. That is who I'm picking. I don't even want to know who you picking because you might scare me. I might like you. You say the wrong thing and I'm going to stop liking you immediately. Is that mean, Bobby?
It's not mean. After the stuff that Trump has said over this past weekend, the ridiculous comments that he thinks he's gaining some sort of favor with the black vote, I don't think it's mean at all.
Yeah, we're gonna get into all that. But let's start off this week by letting you guys know that I am in Chicago right now, my hometown, my city. And I'm here to do promo. I'm here to celebrate the 55th anniversary of the Baton Show Lounge, which has been a very important part of my career as a female impersonator. I actually started there. I would tell you what year, but if I tell you what year, I had to kill you, and I ain't ready to go to jail for murder. And so he's celebrating 55 years of some of the greatest in female impersonation, Mr. Jim Flynn. So hats off to that. But while I'm here, I've also been picked up to do press for the comedy show that I'm doing March the 29th and 30th, at the world famous Laugh Factory in Chicago. So get your tickets at on the website or go to the box office, 3175 North Broadway. So Friday morning, I am doing WGCI, which is 107.5 at 7 p.m. Central Standard, which is 8 East Coast and 5 West Coast. Then at 8:50 Central Standard, I'm doing Fox News. And then at 11, I'm doing ABC News with Al Warner. So you guys download it on iHeart, which you already should be downloading on iHeart since you listen to us here on Laugh and Learn for the radio. And you can watch YouTube on Fox later after we tape it. But it's going to be good. I'm going to advertise and promote and thank my flameheads and talk about Laugh and Learn Season 4 and, of course, Bobby Clifford and Aaron and everything. So just listen in. I get a chance to cut up, and this won't be no in and out. This I get once I get in, I get to stay in. Ooh.
Well, you dirty bird.
I'm not even. Oh, Bobby, get your man out together. I'm talking about like bread in the. I'm talking about bread in the oven. Oh,
okay.
So you guys listen and remember, May 10th is my showcase for the Elysian for Netflix. And March 16th, I'll be in Pittsburgh. Speaking of Netflix, my boy Donnell Rollins just dropped his special, executive produced by Dave Chappelle. I'm biased to how I feel, and I know a lot. Everybody have their own comedy is subjective, and everybody feels their own way. But I traveled 9 arenas with him last year with Dave Chappelle. I also hosted his sold out comedy show at Donnell Land, which he gives every year, and was treated very royally. So, and I enjoy. I thought it was good.
He looked like $1 million. He really did. He pulled it together.
I love the blue suit. I had an issue with the red tie. I'm just saying, me and the color red right now was woo until after the November 4th elections. Me and the color red got an issue. Let me just say it. But yeah, so you guys watch it on Netflix. It's called A New Day, and Donnell is my boy, and it is executive produced by the GOAT himself, Mr. Dave Chappelle. So yeah, Bobby, let's get right into it. I just had to get all of that out.
No, it's informative, and we like to hear it too. Do we want to do Black History at the end of the month, at the end of the?
Yeah, let's do Black History at the end.
Okay. Do you have somebody?
I'm sure I'll rack my brain.
Will you come up with somebody? Of course. Okay. It's just a couple of informs. One of them is Don Lemon's case was finally, settled. He is to be paid $24.5 million, which is actually what the rest of his contract would have been had they paid it out. The only unfortunate thing is he's going to lose a third of that, right, to attorney's fees and whatnot. So that kind of stinks. But he's sort of vindicated.
24.5. I know Don Lemon's personal cell phone number. Let me text him and see if I can borrow $100. Good God, Jesus. Good for Don Lemon. I don't know what happened with that demise over there on CNN, but they got that new president, and it was a lot of shakeups over there.
Oh, yeah.
He just happened to be one of the shakeups. Speaking of Don Lemon, I had a dream about Chris Cuomo and Julia Roberts last night. It was the strangest dream. They were married, and they actually helped them with gardening, which I don't do gardening, and ants kept crawling all over me. I couldn't get rid of the ants. I don't know what it meant. But so if anybody knows what ants crawling over you means, I don't know, because if Chris Cuomo was in my dream, I damn sure don't want to see him married to anyone else. Good God.
I know. And not with aunts. I don't know. Ooh, maybe. Were they marching in a row?
No, they was just that. All over me. They was just all over me.
Forget it then. I'm out.
We had a passing this week, Bobby. Yeah, who was that?
Today, we had Richard Lewis, the comedian actor, died today. He had a heart attack.
Also, the mayor of Michigan, I think he was in Michigan, he was the mayor of a city in Flint, Michigan, he passed as well. And he was very outspoken. I cannot think of his name, Bobby. I'm going to Google his name. He was very outspoken. He was very, very, very into just helping Flint, Michigan with the water crisis that they have, because they've had a water crisis for years down there, which water has affected those people. And it's just terrible. Things are mad everywhere.
Well, we discussed on last week, I don't know if it's going to help Flint, Michigan specifically, but President Biden he put money aside. I can't tell you the exact dollar amount at the tip of my fingers for infrastructure like water. So everybody has better water throughout the country. They're going to go state by state. So let's fingers and toes. It will help. It's an activist, Eric Mays, a Flint, Michigan city council member. Yep.
Yes.
Oh,
and God bless. He was the male version of Auntie Maxine Waters, because he did not play with him when it came down to taking care of the people, which is what politicians signed up to do.
Yep.
It's to covet and take care of their people. That is the first priority and the first authority and job description. You are supposed to take care of the people that actually voted for you to put you in that position. But of course, that's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
I wonder, did it tell us how he passed? He was only 65. In today's day and age, that's relatively young.
Yeah.
Let's hope it was quickly and
prayers to him and blessings to his family. Yeah, yep. He was a strong soldier. Okay, Bobby, let's get into it. Where are we going?
So the next is, there's so much, it's so jam-packed today, just literally what happened today. I'm hoping we get to everything. If not, we'll stay tuned. We'll round it up next week. Mitch McConnell, he's going to step down as the minority leader of the Senate in November. He's going to complete his Senate seat, which I think goes through 2027, I believe. He looked a little slim today, always a little turtlish the way he holds his head, but a little slim. I think he got a little choked up. I have a feeling he's being pushed out. He's not necessarily willingly going out, and it makes me nervous that MAGA right is somehow growing like a fungus.
Well, listen, you see what they're holding him there until November, and we haven't seen Mitch in quite some time. So they're holding him until after November the 4th, which will be the general election. It's all an overplay for the underplay, underplay for the overplay. But listen, I hope Mitch McConnell gets his health together, because in as much as I don't care for him in that position, we could actually get somebody way worse, way worse.
Isn't it the truth? It's like the devil you know, as the old expression goes. I mean, we're only days away, March 1st and March 8th, from government shutdown. Parts of the government are going to actually shut down. And we can't even get things moving with that. At least he seems sort of dedicated to, at least he gave us lip service that he didn't want necessarily the government to shut down. But they still won't pass that Ukraine aid and the border bill.
Well, Mitch McConnell may not even know what's going on. He might be somewhere frozen. Oh,
I will say he looked pretty on it today. Like he was sharp. He had his notes in front of him, but he was just speaking pretty easily. So whatever that is.
Speaking of being sharp, our beloved President Joseph R. Biden, had a health test today, and he cleared it with a straight A. So he's doing, his health is really good. He was walking like a boss today. He looked fantastic. He did an interview the other night, and I think it was Jimmy Kimmel or somebody, and they said, "So you're 81 years old?" He said, "Who told you?" I thought he was sharp. I thought it was fun.
He's got a great sense of humor. Seth
Meyer.
Yes, the late Meyer. You were right. The late late
Seth
guy.
Meyer.
He was up past his bedtime.
Yeah, and I love that Joe Biden, President Biden, just shows you that's quick wit. Quick wit requires an intellect. It requires acute sharpness. He's there, kind of like what you tell me, Bobby. I want sharp flame. I don't want the other flame. So he had not been in the edibles because he was very sharp, Mr. Biden. Right. And I appreciate that. And I think him and Jill had did a little slip and slide. Real talk.
I think when you have a speech impediment like a stutter, and you've got multi-layered information that's coming in, I think you do get a little slower, and he wants to be careful how he gets stuff out. But I think in any of the times I've seen him, does he have gaps? Yes, but he had gaps at 35. You know, like that's sort of his thing. Trump had some sort of interview, and he was calling his wife Mercedes. I don't know if she drives a Mercedes. I don't know, but her name's Melania. So, I don't think one is necessarily better than the other.
We're happy that our president got a clean bill of health. Again, I'm riding with Biden, but he's just not driving. Okay, Bobby, where are we going? Okay.
So, speaking of him, he actually met with Alexei Navalny. I killed that name. With the daughter and the wife. And he said, I guess he had a nice speech with them and told them how courageous they were. And he's put sanctions on Russia. He had sanctions before, but as they kind of peel back the onion and they see all the other banking systems and everybody that's involved, he added an additional, say that 10 times fast, 500 sanctions that he's placed on them. But it makes me nervous because they've got that poor girl there, so...
Yeah, and to any of our listeners who's wondering who Navalny is, that was the outspoken guy in Russia who spoke up against and out against Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. And he had been in prison for so many years, and he ended up suddenly dying. So that's who it was, just in case.
On a walk. On a walk, people.
Yeah.
His mother did get the body back. They were holding the body because I'm sure... I hate to think of what condition it went back to them, because I'm sure they're going to want to have done something to it so that, a private post-mortem would be skewed. You know, they're not going to want to show that they poisoned him again or beat him up or whatever it is. So I can't imagine. But it made a difference to his mom, because his mom wanted to bury him, you know, and in the Christian faith, that's, you know, you need to have the body.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so
there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you lose your phone last week in that whole big outage thing that happened?
Absolutely not.
I did. I'm an AT&T-er.
I'm Verizon.
Oh, well, see, you're more bougie, I guess. I was old Cell One. remember Cell One when it was back in the day, like in the 90s when the phones first came out? I just kept it, and then they got bought out. I did get something today that said, this is hysterical. So I lost 6 hours of work. They're going to give me $5 for my inconvenience.
Oh, I saw that, Bobby. That's a whopping $5. You can't even buy a Big Mac for $5. Let me tell you something. Every time they could send some satellites up to outer space, they keep messing with E.T.
Right?
Every time they go up there messing with E.T., it messes up something down here. E.T. made a phone out of a Etch-a-Sketch, some batteries, and a damn wire hanger, no wire hangers, and called his people and went home, and y'all keep messing with him. Yeah, that was bad for a lot of people. Now, imagine being stranded somewhere and you in dire emergency. That was crazy.
Well, I have to VPN in, right? So it's remote in to get into the systems, and you need a phone to be able to do it. It has to go through a phone wire, so... I really did. I mean, it was nice to have the day off, but, you know, trying to make up the time so you don't lose the time is kind of the pits. But anyway, that was that. I just wanted to see if you had heard anything, because it stunk. Something that's good, I'd like to pass along a little good news. There's a woman named Ruth Gottsman. She's the widow of a billionaire financier. She also was a professor. She has donated $1 billion to the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx to cover tuition indefinitely. She's 93 years old. She wants to make sure that the gift is given because she wants to attract a diverse pool of applicants. She doesn't want them leaving med school with any debt. I think it's terrific. These are the types of things that we need to sort of level the playing field. Hats off to her.
How old
93.
Was 93. How many billion?
1 billion.
Well, she knows she couldn't take it with her, so I'm glad for that. Thank you.
Yeah, but she could have given it to the next. She could have done anything, given it to the cats, right?
Well, so I was about to say, at least she wasn't one of them that, oh, I'm going to leave everything to my dog. You know, if somebody ever have a dog and you leave $1 billion to that dog and you leave that dog with me, that dog will be right behind you.
Oh, he couldn't live. Fido couldn't live without you. He was, yeah, he's gone.
You think I'm going to put Fido up in gold houses and all that? Fido will be, don't worry, he on his way. He's coming right behind you. Peter, it's a joke. Before y'all get in your feelings, because you know you can't even say anything no more. It was a joke, y'all. Good God.
Which chances are, though, not speaking, dogs get really attached. So depending on the age of the dog.
I would at least wait 30 days. Good Jesus. Yeah.
Could you imagine Timmy? Timmy would be like one of those old Italian ladies laying across the casket if anything ever happened to you.
Do we have to make it personal? I do not want my Timmy or my Dexter. Oh, my God. Must it be personal, Bobby Clifford? Jesus, take the wheel.
Biden and Trump are both going to the border tomorrow because they're trying to get that edge on immigration. I don't know how Trump can hold his head up on this one, where he's telling everybody not to do something for the emergent issue that's going on. We just had that poor nursing student, Lakin Riley, who was killed by a criminal that got across the border, Jose Antonio Ibarra. I guess he was 26. So I'm sure that somebody's going to throw out either side that, you know, this girl was killed and it's the other's fault. But it's hard to think. Had they put that in a week ago, maybe nothing would have happened to her 2 weeks ago, like when they wanted.
Oh, yeah. Bobby, every time we discuss the immigrant problem, they keep putting it on this president. You can't even put it on Trump. It's been happening for so many different presidencies. Yeah. But the weight is falling right now so heavy on President Biden because ex-President Trump has put out the dog whistle for them not to approve something that they all wanted anyway. It's just crazy.
Oh, my God. But there's two, the way that I look at it, there's two issues with this. There is the emergency that the bill that's sitting on Mike Johnson's desk that he doesn't even want to bring, that would resolve, you know, or do something with. And then there's actual immigration reform, which President Trump could run on immigration reform. There's a whole big kettle of fish that he can still fry. So, you know, I don't understand what that is, but that's, and they had like, that Georgia state had, Georgia College had two kids, Augusta University, I think it was, had two people that had died. So, that's a lot for a campus to have to deal with. So that's pretty crappy stuff to think that you can't even go for a run to clear your mind to get ready to study, because that's always the best way. You're going to worry about something happening to you.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. All right. Moving on. That FBI informant was charged again for the same stuff. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with him. Hunter Biden did go this morning and he had that closed door deposition. And he had a couple of nice quotes that had come out. He really kind of held them a task. He said he's here today to provide the committees with one of the uncontestable facts that should end the false premise of the inquiry that I did not involve my father in any of my business. So, I mean, but you know, both people were claiming victory. The Democrats came out and they were squawking one thing, and then the Republicans came out and they were squawking something else on the other side of the stage. So, we'll see what happens. You know, it's really sad. He said, to be clear, I've made mistakes in my life. I've squandered opportunities and privilege that were afforded to me, and I know that. I'm responsible for that, and I'm making amends for that. But my mistakes and shortcomings are my own and not my father's, who's done nothing but devote his entire life to public service and try to make this country a better place to live. So that was pretty brave.
I kind of think that Hunter Biden, with that quick wit and that comeback, and he's unafraid to speak his mind, I think it's kind of hot. Let me just say that. I think it's kind of sexy.
I wish, but on the other side, the Republicans are—they're not giving it up. You know, they're still going to go ahead with the impeachment inquiry. This doesn't end here. You know, just because he had a few statements, so I'm gonna be honest. I'm a little bit disappointed with that, because what is it, Flame? What is your special gonna be called?
Distractions, boo.
Yeah.
Brace yourself.
And that's all it is. That really is all it is. It's pretty disappointing.
On a lighter note.
Yes.
Trump has offered to pay only $100 million of his $355 million civil fraud case, because he claims this billionaire who's, you know, so he's so rich and woo, he claims he doesn't have it.
Well, he's offering that bond. But the appeals court denied it. They denied it. So that's going, we're kind of moving on. I just wish we're kicking the can down. And so one of the big things that is happening, and it's unfolding, so I don't have a lot of information, and I don't know if you do either, is SCOTUS has agreed to hear his ridiculous declaration that he has immunity. Yeah. The appeals court, the federal appeals court, bundled it up very nicely, and they packaged it up, I think, knowing that he was going to go to the next level. So I think that they're going to vote in the end exactly how the appeals court did. But this is pure politics right now. So he put three people in, remember? And they're going to drag it out. They're going to drag it out so that Jack Smith can't do his DOJ case.
Well, here's the killer. He appointed three federal Supreme Court justices while he was in office. And the fact that the lower court has already made a ruling on it, the Supreme Court is fed off of them. They should have said no. My fear is that them even giving him a hearing, Bobby, is that they should have just denied it from jump, but they did not. I'm telling you, it is mind boggling to see which way we are going with all of this. But this is the America that we live in.
If they did, I mean, part of me, I feel sort of mixed on it. Like it didn't even occur to me that they would try to drag things out, because these are people that are highly educated and they're supposed to be impartial and blah, blah, blah. Because I was thinking, part of me thought, you know, that President Trump with his personality is not going to believe anybody but the best, right? So if the best make the same decision, which is what everybody seems to think, it really can't go very well. Even his own counsel, I don't think that they think that they could win on the merits of the actual case. So I was thinking that might be okay, but they need to do it expeditiously, like they did with the ruling back when Nixon was either going to be impeached, thrown out, resign, you know, when all that Watergate stuff was going on. I was thinking that they would hear it like within the next week and make a decision by the end of March. I'm making it up. Fantasy. I was completely a fantasy. They're not even going to hear the case until April 22nd. And all we can hope is that that they make some sort of decision fairly quickly. I'm hoping they're not going to drag it out so that this case doesn't go. Well, because, Biden could do anything then, right? It's only while you're in office. But Biden could do something horrific, and he can just say, oh, I got immunity.
Well, here's the killer. I don't even think we have hit the precipice of all the charges that is going to come up against Donald Trump. The crimes that he has, the 91 in federal indictment charges, I mean, federal charges that he has now, won't even come close to what we don't know. And I believe there's a lot more that we don't know that happened while he was the sitting president of these United States, because they give it to us in doses. So I don't even think that we know. But I'm telling you, when it does come out, if they give him full immunity, child, but his words that he said, thank you, Minister Louis Farrakhan, who said that he was the most transparent person on the planet. He said that I could shoot some many years ago. He said I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and nothing would happen to me. It is really starting to look like that, Bobby. It really is starting to look like that.
Well, I hope to God that they come back with the right decision. As I said, my big fear is I want them to do it time. I want them to be fair, Flame, and to do it timely so that everything else can push on. Because Jack's case is really the case that it's the only one anyone's interested. Nobody cares about the hush money. Nobody cares about, you know, it's so long ago and whatever. But that one is, to me, that's an important one. And they're also doing one on free speech, about what social media can put out. So I'll be interested. I'd rather them put that on hold and do Trump's case, but it'll be interesting to see how what happens with that one.
Girl, you said his name three times. Let me go to outer space. Can we talk about the Odysseus? the Odysseus.
Say that. Yeah. That's it. You just did it. It just did it. Hey, they were up there. It's the first anything sent up to the moon in like over 50 years since the 70s. I don't know how much they got. They got some pictures, but the one thing that they did get was some frozen water, which is, remember I kept saying, I don't know what the benefit of this is, because there's always a benefit. There's always, I know that they brought a bunch of hardware up there too. And some of the high hardware, like titanium, and there's like all sorts of things we get from space. Like they go and they do something, we find out, oh yeah, you can use it for that. And then we take that technology and we kind of improve it. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with the water.
Well, personally, I think that Odysseus was drunk, because as soon as it landed, it turned over on its side. I think it had been in my edibles.
I hope it was putting up a cell phone tower. Wouldn't that be nice, so that I don't lose out?
I don't know what they're trying to find up there. You know, they keep hollering they want to live there. They want to live there. They want to make the atmosphere. Y'all better stay up out of there. Listen. E.T. went home, and the E.T. was nice, but I bet you them brothers of his was probably as a mother hubbard. Ooh, I don't know, Bobby. I'm sure, and I love that the mankind was created to want to explore and want to know more and want to, you know, find things out. But some things I don't know if I want to know, Bobby.
No, I mean, if it's medical advantages and stuff, like, you know, something that keeps popping in my mind, I feel so badly for her, is that Wendy Williams with the dementia. Like, if you can make medical advances based on whatever you can get up there, or whatever you could get actually just in space, not necessarily on the moon while they were there, I think that's terrific. I am not going to watch that special, because I feel like she's being taken advantage of, and I don't know who benefits Flame. Like, who gets the money? Like, I just don't get it. Somebody was saying to me, you know, that she got to be the executive producer. I'm like, I don't know if she knows her name. She still thinks it's her ex-husband's name. Like, so is she really executive producing something? That could just be a title they gave her.
Yeah.
I feel badly, but God bless her. She was a force. I mean, she, for 10 or so years, she was like a total household name.
Oh, queen of daytime show. Yeah. Queen of all the mess. But, you know, yeah. And some people would say it was her karma. Some people would say, but you never know what's going to happen to you in this life. And that's just the truth. You just live each day and hope that every day this or that can be better. But you don't never know what's going to happen. But I don't want to see it, because I want my fond memories of Wendy cutting up and reading and gossiping, you know, because at that time when she was that queen, I enjoyed it. So I don't want to see her like this. I've seen some clips on X, Bobby, and oh my God, she's not unrecognizable, but the person that I knew is unrecognizable. That's what I want to say.
She, the lights are on, but nobody's home. You know, like this.
And the lights ain't on. Somebody's there, but ain't no lights on. But somebody is there, but there ain't no lights on.
and there, but for the grace of God, you know, because you can get early onset Alzheimer's. You can get anything. So I wish her the best, and I hope to God whoever is taking care of her is actually taking care of her. You know, they have her in a safe place, and it seems like it's very messy, everything that's going on right now. So I wish her all the best.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe,
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you hear Trump is selling sneakers?
Oh, they're gold.
They look like what Sophia from the Golden Girls came out with one day. I don't know what. They're the ugliest. They're the ugliest sneakers. But I guess Fat Joe bought a pair, and everybody's all up in arms. I don't know why he's bragging on them. But
he said he was a sneaker collector, but he was never going to wear them. My issue with that whole situation.
Why talk about it?
And it's still supporting the plight. And I get that if you would have bought them on the low, you could have kept them on the low. But the internet has made so many different people and so many different types of people seek attention. And it's almost intoxicating the way I need some likes. I need some attention. I need to be validated. I need to prove to people that this person likes me and I can get this many people to watch me. And it is almost mind boggling, Bobby. But to me, no diss at Fat Joe, but that's supporting something that you say you're not against, that you're against. So if you're not going to wear them, what was the purpose of buying them? Yeah, they may become collector's items, but to whom? Other supporters of this same person that you won't vote for? Yeah, the logic don't make sense to me.
Well, it's bizarre. And he also, the little clip, because they only show you the clickbait, like that comes on your Instagram or whatever. but he said he didn't pay for them. So then are you in the premise of the horrible comments that Fox News was saying that he's trying to make black voters more identifiable to him because they like sneakers? Is that what they, is that what he was thinking? So they sent him a pair of free. There's no way I would have hawked those. As you said, keep them on the low, box them and put them in the closet if you think, but don't talk about them. No, any, yeah, poor kid will be, who won't have the money will be saving because he got them. So they must be worth something, right? I mean, some of the comments that he's just coming out with Trump is just, I know that Alvin Bragg wants to put a gag order on him. I'm like, he should just have a just universal gag order. Like, just don't let him say anything.
And here's the writing on the wall, Bobby. If you think that he is out of control, with they hit him with a gag order before, he just ignored it. They've hit him with all these charges and caught him, found him dead to write guilty on so many things. If he gets immunity, could you even possibly imagine?
No, he'd be a monster, like a real monster, because he would get off. And Nikki Haley's still running. She lost. She lost in her own state. She was a two-termer, and she lost in her own state. The only thing, I was listening to them actually discuss it on The View the other day, and I thought, that was sort of interesting. And they were saying that this actually speaks to just the primary. The fact that Nikki Haley actually got 40%, it means he's not going to bode well for the general election. They had, you know, one of their talking heads that were on, and I thought, oh, isn't that kind of interesting? I never even kind of looked at it like that, but I think she's hanging in just to get the spot if he gets rest, you know, like if something happens and she'll be, you know, standing in line.
Well, I did say before on this platform that she, but the more she talks, the worse she gets. I think Nikki Haley has some great talking points, but I think that she just, I don't know, I think that she got beside herself a little, or got a little too, moved a little too fast. That's the word I want to say. And she just was, she was over talking herself. And then on very important topics, especially important to a person like me, when it comes down to the black issues and slavery, whatever, she dropped the ball, as opposed to saying, well, let me get back to you on that, or what have you. And I know people wanted an answer, but sometimes those spontaneous answers get you in way more trouble than just saying, let me get back to you, because let me think about it, let me process it and answer in a way that I would have everybody at least with a cool temperament. I think she just,
No, they dug it deeper for her. I mean, she came out.
Like a lion. She came out like a lion, but she going out like a lion.
She got lamb. That's like March, right? So Alabama has the IVF. So they ruled that IVF, that the embryos are children. So, which is really tough for parents, because, you know, you're a parent. They have the IVF process. They fertilize the eggs. Some of them are what they call viable, and they save those. And others are not viable. They're either poor quality, they're not going to survive, whatever. And they're not going to be able to destroy them. So I don't know if it's been since removed, but all IVF is sort of on pause. So all these poor women over the past 2 months that have been pumping themselves full of hormones aren't able right now to have their IVF done in Alabama. And that said, the attorney general said he has no intentions of prosecuting IVF participants. So I think they're sort of revisiting it. Anyway, Nikki Haley came out and said she agrees with the ruling that embryos are children. And I'm thinking, Nikki, if you're trying to get anybody that's sort of like a moderate and not like the MAGA right, you just lost it. And the independents, to me, that wasn't the smartest thing that she could have said. I think I would have just kept my mouth shut with that one. Or again, I need to speak to someone about the science of it. Something.
Yeah, that with that one, Bobby, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about that, because then I want to say something ridiculous, like, were our tadpoles fish? I mean, are tadpoles frogs?
No, they're fertilized. They're already past the point. So that's the thing. An embryo is not viable outside of anything, outside of the tube. So if you and your partner had your kids by IVF, are you supposed to carry around in a test tube in the back of your refrigerator those embryos for the rest of your life that can't survive? It just makes no sense. To me, but it's Yeah. Well, we'll see where that goes. But my God, if that stuff starts to pass, we all better look out, because none of us are safe with anything.
Yeah. It's woo. It's like, whoa, Bobby Clifford. It's like, whoa.
It is. Whoa. You know what this month is? This is the last. Tomorrow's leap day. Ooh. It's Black History Month. It's going out like a lion.
Wait a minute. Is tomorrow the 29th?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so February the 29th, 2016, mm-hmm. Dr. Terry DeBro did my breast implants.
Oh, so they're only a couple years old then.
They're only a few years old.
That's hysterical. Uh-huh. Oh, so that's a good day.
So
happy anniversary.
Right. So it was the leap year, so I always remember that. And he did fantastic work. If you guys haven't seen that episode of Botched, it was a Father's Day edition. Go figure. So go watch it.
That's hysterical. How long do breast implants last?
Well, these new ones are supposed to last like 12 to 15 years, but I don't put that much use to mine, so they might last a little longer.
I never thought about it. I heard somebody say that they have an expiration. Like, there's an expiration? Like, I just assumed you put them in, and they sort of lasted forever. I didn't know that, unless you wanted to go bigger.
Well, you change the air pressure in your tires. You change your tires, so everything gets old. You know, you got to get them new, and they get droopy and saggy. They're like regular boobs. They just, you know, fall by the wayside. All of that.
You need an over the shoulder boulder holder. But I chose, for my Black History Month, Toni Morrison, who was born Chloe Anthony Wolford in 1931. She was a Pulitzer Prize winner and a novelist. And one of the big things that she did was Beloved in 1987. Yeah. So she was pretty amazing. I've actually ordered the book. I'm going to read the book because I had never had it. I've heard it talked about it a lot. I've listened to the book, but I actually want to read it and like write notes and all that jazz. It was like an American Civil War. It was kind of cool. I think they had like a ghost that was from the Civil War. They bought a house or something. Anyway, I'm interested to see it.
My Black History choice for this month is the late great Paul Mooney. I'm gonna have to say that.
I
have to say that because Paul Mooney, who was an American comedian, who was very and Dick Gregory, because I'm choosing comedians today, because I'm a comedian. Because they were not only were they comedians, but they were very powerful in the movement of black empowerment, not just empowerment, but equal rights for all, and to remember that you were a black person in this country. But Paul Mooney, I never met Dick Gregory. I did see him one time at a show, but I didn't get a chance to meet him. But I listened to some of his stuff now. He was very, very prolific, especially about the world that we live in now. But Paul Mooney, I met a few times, and he was so funny. And he was always political. He was always pointing out the differences in race, especially black people and white people. But when I met him the first time, he told me, he says, he saw me on stage at a club called the Comedy Union, which we no longer have, and I miss that club so much. He says, I don't care who you on stage with. Bitch, they gonna always remember the sissy in the dress. And he said it to me just like that, Bobby. And I told a girlfriend of mine, and she said, "Were you offended?" I said, "Not at all. That was the greatest compliment. That was one of the greatest compliments somebody could give me." Exactly. And some things are the way you receive them and not the way that people pour them into you because you're looking for a challenge. I thought that he was saying to me that I made such a statement that it didn't matter if I was on stage with the greatest person in the world, I would always be remembered. But and I say that point to say as a lot of these things, these distractions that you arguing over the internet with, you invite yourselves to things that you weren't even invited to. Y'all, we have to stop all of this because it's getting ugly. But Paul Mooney was a great comedian, and so was Dick Gregory. So those are my choices for the Black History, the end of Black History Month tomorrow. And, yeah, I know Laugh and Learn is not a long episode tonight because we're on the countdown. And how many more we have, 6 or 7?
I think this is 43, so 9.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We thank you guys. Let me tell you something. If we lose this election by one vote and you have chosen to do, because what have the Palestinians put on there? They have a new thing called non-commissioned vote. None of that is relevant. None of that. The third party, And I understand that we should have a third party. I understand that we want to have, I'm with that too. But we are too close to a finish line of not being able to make that work between now and November the 4th that we have to, our only options are President Biden or ex-President Trump. That is the only options that we have right now. And a vote for not either one of those is the wrong vote because it's just a waste of time. If you're going to take the time to vote, at least vote for a relevant party. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I would like for you to vote blue. I'm just being very honest. But I cannot tell you who to vote for. But if you vote for anything else besides the red or the blue, it's a waste of your time and ours because the vote will just go get discarded. And I know it doesn't sound good to say that, but that is just the actual truth. And let's build back better. Oh, come on, Joe Biden. Mm. Let's build back better now. Put Biden, in my opinion, put Biden back in office for four more years. And while he's in office day one, let's start pushing to the narrative to have a third
party. That's exactly. Or no party. Or, you know, everybody. So have everybody that's out there and they just run for president. They don't have to be sides. They could just be who's the best. Who's the best for the job. And I feel like, and this is my opinion. This is like an opinion piece, you guys. I feel like this isn't a red or blue this time. This is our, do you like democracy or do you not? It's because the Republican candidate isn't there were many candidates that would have been more viable. Unfortunately, they didn't make it. It's former President Trump. And we already know he's told us who he is. He shows us who he is. I mean, he, as I said, just this last weekend, he had three or four different racist comments. He's already said he's going to get rid of MSNBC. That was the latest thing, the little clip I heard of him. Right. So he's telling us who he's going to be. So you either want that or you want somebody who's got his nose down and doing the job. Does he look old? Yes. The poor man, he didn't age well with the last 3 years. They've been tough on him. But he's still doing work.
No, well, and to be fair, no president has. The only president that looked exactly the same going in and coming out was the president that did not do any of the work. That was President Trump because he ran on a platform, again, of the Border Patrol. I'm building a wall. Here we are 8 years later, no wall, tons of immigrants still coming into the United States that everyone is against, but that was his platform. That is how he won. And he did not deliver. He will not deliver again on anything but the bad stuff. He will not deliver on any of the promises that he is making.
He's only going to be a dictator on day one because he's going to get rid of everything else so that he can be a dictator for all time. He doesn't need any more than that, right? So he's telling us who he is. And I don't think he's necessarily 100% stable. I'd like to see what his physical shows because he's made plenty of gaps himself.
But I'm calling his wife the wrong name. I can only imagine what he calls his children.
Mercedes. I'm like, did he see a car or something? Like, what kind of gaffe is that? But we do all make him. If he wasn't being so miserable to Joe Biden, I wouldn't even talk about that because we've all, my mother goes through all three of her girls' names until she gets the right one, you know, every single time. And she's been doing that since her 30s. So,
and to be very transparent, I love the showmanship of Trump. I love the ridiculousness of him on a reality TV show, but not in the head of the country, not in the White House, not as the president of the United States. I just don't think that he meets the criteria for that position.
He's not presidential.
And neither do I, but I'm not running for president. And there it is right there, y'all.
No, nor that would I want to. And I say God bless the 81-year-old who's willing to do 14 to 18 hour days and still do the work because there isn't a viable.
Yeah, President Obama went in looking young and fresh, came out 8 years later with jogged a head full of white hair. Good
he
God.
Jogged up those stairs. I remember seeing him just even a couple of months in, and his temples started going white, and he wasn't jogging anymore. He was gonna walk. I'm like, oh, this is a lot hotter than I thought because he walked into that horrible recession, right? But that's it, folks. That's a
very hard job, by the way, and it's not a job that I would want even for a day. They say, would you want to be president for a day? Not even an hour.
It's a lot of responsibility on your shoulders.
Everything
you do is wrong. You can never win. I talk with friends who are on the other side, and I used to be able to have a conversation. It's really my mom's people. And they get themselves so wound up. We can listen to the exact same speech and come away with two totally different outcomes. And I'm like, did you hear what they said? But nope.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want to get away with that. Get over that. I want that to end. I'm hoping, hopefully November, the right thing will happen. And the next 4 months, we can get some more work done.
Well, let's see, y'all. We're down to the wire, and it's very important and very imperative that you early vote, walk your vote in. Just take the time to do the responsibility of being an American citizen, because mm-hmm. to me, that is one of the main responsibilities of being American. Yeah, we got freedom of speech and freedom to bear arms and all of that, but your freedom to choose, the right to vote for the one that you feel is best for you. But I'm not right now. I don't want you to speak individually. I want you to think as a country, because that's what we're going to lose. We're going to lose our country. Mm-hmm. I don't want to lose my country, Bobby. They keep telling me something. Go back to where you came from. Well, buy me a house in New Zealand. Give me $2 million and put me on a nice cruise ship over there with all my furniture and everything, and I'll go.
Honest to God. This is where I came from. I wouldn't even know how to go over and potato pick in Ireland. That would be devastating to me. I got the hands for it, though. Big mitts. I'm a catch in the old country. I'm a real catch.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for joining us for this week's episode of Laugh and Learn. And again, like always, we will never change the motto here, because here at Laugh and Learn, we are not trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind. Because why, Bobby?
The mind is a terrible thing to waste.
And a vote is an even worse thing to waste. And I'm telling you right now, all of you guys who are talking about, I don't like either one of the candidates. Well, guess what? A whole lot of us are not crazy about either one of these candidates. But your responsibility for to choose, because this is the America that we live in, we have to make a choice of who we're going to pick. If we lose this presidency, and I'm talking to the Democrats by one vote and to people who did not vote because they say it's not going to matter, you are the reason we lost. We lost by your one vote.
That's what it's going to come down to. I mean, remember, we have the Electoral College people. We need every stinking vote that we can possibly get.
Yeah, because we're headed for a brick wall. And mm-hmm. they didn't build the other wall, but we damn sure headed for a brick wall, because he didn't build that other wall. So if we headed to that wall, we won't never hit nothing, because that wall was never built.
Please, I'm going to be bashing my head on a wall if it goes the other way, let me tell you.
Thank you guys for joining us. Listen, I am in Chicago. I will be at the Chicago Laugh Factory March 29th and 30th, which is a Friday and Saturday. Get your tickets on the website or at the box office, 3175 North Broadway. I will be on a bunch of different media platforms this Friday, which is the first. Is Friday the first? Friday is April 1st, 7 o'clock a.m. I will be on WGCI 107.5 here in Chicago. Then I'm doing Fox News, and then I'm doing ABC with Al Warner. So you guys listen in. Flame Beth, thank you so much for all the gratitude. You can follow Bobby Clifford at Clifford Bobby on Instagram and at Bobby mm-hmm. Clifford on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I am Flame Monroe on all social media platforms except for Instagram. I'm Monroe.Flame until I get my old page back. We love you. We appreciate you. We need you.
And Absolutely. Tell a friend.
Again. We need you. And not only do we need you to support our podcast, but as American people, we need you.
Yep.
We need you to step up, step out, step in, step around, step on, because this year is critical. And I mean that. I'm saying that with my whole heartfelt heart, because I'm afraid. And I'm never afraid, but we need you. Bobby Clifford, you hear me?
I heard you. I'm there. I'm here for you. I know you need me. I'm going to be there with the bells on. I'll be jingling the whole way into vote.
I'm trying to vote in my man name and in my woman name. If I got to do it, I'll do it.
I could talk deep, and I could go for a Bobby. Bobby or Bobby team.
Right? Thank you, Aaron Howard, our producer, for giving us a fabulous another season. And we will talk to you guys soon. Peace out. Good night, Bobby C.
Bye, honey.
Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame of Roe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.